This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, you know, I was looking back. I've been an outdoor writer now for 30 years. I remember I penned my first newspaper article for the Mesquite News 30 years ago. And all along through my career, my goal has not been to tell somebody how much fun I had fishing or hunting, but it's to connect people. That's kind of been my goal all along, and it's worked. Well, I want to connect you with what I consider a brand new hunting ranch just outside of Grand Saline. Jeff Blankenship and his wife, Courtney, own the ranch. It's called the Broken Stone Ranch. And I want to introduce you to Jeff and his place. Jeff, thank you for spending some time with us, bud.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Luke. I appreciate the time and your interest with the Broken Stone Ranch.
Well, it's a fun place. I had the opportunity, folks, last week to go up there and spend most of the day with Jeff and Courtney and the guys there at the ranch. Y'all gave me a good tour. I think the thing really right now for people to know about, these awesome cabins. You've got a big, like a room, a gathering room, a great room, if you call it, to gather in, a big fire pit, and it's back in the woods. But, I mean, the cabins are awesome. They're really custom-made. But the hog hunting, I mean, it's a big deer, but deer season's closed now, you know. The hog hunting is going strong, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And as you know, Luke, I don't think there's ever a time during the year hogs aren't multiplying and,
yep,
shall you say, out of season. So
there's no
the hogs are definitely roaming and rooting and tearing up as much stuff as they can.
They're doing what wild hogs do, and I was impressed. I'm a hog hunting, a bona fide hog hunting nut. Jeff, I love to hunt hogs. I'm fortunate to live close to some good hog hunting, but I wrote a book about hunting hogs about 2 years ago, Kill to Grill, and they call it The Ultimate Guide to Hunting and Cooking Wild Hogs. So to me, I understand how much damage hogs do, and I also understand the need to keep their numbers in check. But by doing the hunts there on your place this winter and, you know, on through the summer, that's one way to help reduce numbers and for folks to have a great time, you know?
Yes, it is. And I tell you what, I was very surprised at not just the number of hogs that are out there on the ranch, but also some of the boars that I've seen over the past 3 years since we've taken over the property and improved it. But I've seen some boars as large as the one I killed over in Austria, which is, well, to say this, I was quite shocked when I saw these two different boars at two different times run across my property. It was just one of those situations that when you least expect it and you don't have your rifle or gun with you, generally when you come across them, it seems like.
Exactly. You know, I've talked to Larry Wysoon a lot. Well, Campfire Talk in today's show, Larry was with us. And Larry has hunted the world. He's hunted, you know, Larry is of German descent. But he's hunted Austria quite a few times. Never hunted hogs over there. But the driven, you know, when that looks to me like just such a fun way to hunt them. And over there, as you well know, here hogs, I never did consider hogs being a nuisance. Now, they are a nuisance animal, but I grew up on a farm, Jeff, and I've always held pork in high esteem. But over there, hogs are given a lot of respect, just like, you know, they are a game animal, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And, again, like, you know, here, I enjoy the taste of hogs and love to cook them and can't wait to start using some of the recipes in your Kill to Grill book and such. But over in Austria, every hog or boar that's shot, there's not a bit of it wasted. It's going right to the dinner table somewhere or restaurant.
Yep. How did the hunt, just out of curiosity, over there, were you in blinds and shooting hogs crossing? Was that the way?
No, believe it or not. No? I had just gotten back from shooting a pretty big stag, and we were kind of going through the mountain and through a little valley, and it just started to get dark, and a big boar just, you know.
He was there. Yeah.
Ran out right in front of us, so the opportunity presented itself, and we took advantage of it.
You bet. Well, let's talk more about the Broken Stone Ranch, Jeff. And I know that, you know, the key now, it's an awesome place, as I will attest. And, folks, if you read my newspaper column, probably last week is when it printed, but I have had a pretty in-depth column at my outdoor column on the ranch. But, you know, there's so many things to do. Fishing, you've got the stock lakes there, Jeff. But, you know, the hog hunts are very affordable, and it's a little bit different because I talked to the guys there and all of you, you know, meals, a couple of meals a day are going to be provided, lodging, and people don't have to worry about getting to the stands or anything. You've got the folks right there to take them, right? Put them in the stands and bring them back.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the key aspects about the Broken Stone Ranch is its proximity to Dallas. I've been looking for property for over 10 years, and when this little jewel came open on the market, I jumped on it because literally from downtown Dallas, it's less than 60 minutes to get there, which is fantastic because of the ease and location of it. As far as the property itself, we have many blinds, many feeders out, and if people want to walk the property, they're able to. We also have ATVs, electric vehicles for silence and stealth mode and such, but it's just a lot of fun to hunt those hogs, as you know, whether it's in the early evening or right after dark or early morning and even throughout the day sometimes, depending on the weather.
You bet it is, Jeff. And, you know, one of the questions I would say definitely this time of year, the most often asked question is, where can I find a place to hunt hogs? The truth of the matter is the Midwest unloads folks up that say, well, Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, right on down, unload to Texas, especially in the wintertime, escaping some of the cold weather to come down and hunt. And many ranches that's, well, the Broken Stone Ranch next year will probably be just like the rest. You'll have a waiting list for people that want to hunt hogs once the word gets out. But our goal is to get the word out. Folks, there's a brand new ranch here, Grand Saline. It's just 4 or 5 miles east of Grand Saline, right on the north side of Highway 80. Easy to get to. And Jeff, I think a lot of people from the Metroplex especially, and East Texas too, will take advantage of your opening. I call it a bargain basement prices and things coming down there, so you can get the word out on this hunting, you know.
Well, yes, sir, and I tell you what, the property itself and the camp area, you know, the cabins are all fully electric, internet access, air conditioning, heating, full bathrooms, showers, and such. But I have customers, business clients and such that just like to come out just to sit around the campfire and have good meals. So for those people, if they really don't like to get out there in the dirty and kind of, you know, roll their sleeves up and get down to the hunting and such, well, it's not uncommon for around midnight for those hogs to come close around camp where they can just grab a rifle and shoot from the fire pit almost.
I like that. we have a hunt coming up, folks, with James Seller, who owns, I know a lot of you night hunters know about Sightmark and Pulsar and all those brands. But James is a great friend, and he owns Sightmark. He's trying to make plans with us, Jeff, to get down there. And you know, off on a little bit different tangent, but everybody thinks of night hunting gear as being thermal. And thermal is the state of the art, the best there is. It can kind of see through brush sometimes. I've used thermal a pretty good bit. But, for instance, there's the digital night vision, whole different animal. Sightmark makes a Photon XT and RT. The RT is the brand that sells for a little over $500. The XT, Jeff, retails for around $500. But, you know, for shooting hogs at night, say up to 125 yards, does a great job. It just doesn't, it's not, you know, comparing it to digital, I mean to thermal, it doesn't see through. It doesn't pick up that heat signature back in the brush like thermal does. But, yeah, I mean, hunting at night, I'd say probably, now, especially this time of year, majority of hogs that are killed are shot either just before dark or, you know, after dark, you know?
Absolutely. And even on the broken stone, we have so much clearing throughout the ranch as well as, don't get me wrong, the ranch consists of all hardwoods, but we do have a lot of clearing and openings and roads and such. But those hogs, they like to go everywhere. So most hogs taken on the ranch are typically right in the clearing or the openings.
Yep, you bet.
Very seldom do we ever shoot, you know, in the brush or in the tree. So I agree, and I'm looking forward to having the gentleman come out with their product, because it's something that we'd love to sponsor and have on the ranch and make available for hunters that like to come out and try their hand at night hunting.
You bet. Well, that'll be a fun hunt, and looking forward to it here in a few weeks. Jeff, we are just about out of time for our segment today. How about inviting people to go to the website or how they can contact you and connect with you?
Well, absolutely. The website is brokenstoneranch.com, and there's contact information on the website as well as phone numbers and such. But we'd love to have people come out, whether you want a hog hunt or just come out and be in nature and spend the night and enjoy the campsite and big fire and such.
You bet.
A lot of activities. We're about to put out an archery 3D course for those bow hunters and such, and we've got a lot of ranch activities as well. So it's, you know, we're open for business, and we're looking for good people to come out and have fun.
You bet. Well, I look forward to getting back down there with you, Jeff, and thank you very much for spending some time with us on today's show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Luke, and as always, it's been enjoyable.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.